Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lee May. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Mike Cuellar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The DH, Rico Carty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jack Broemer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dick Bossman. And now, play ball. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Singleton. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Singleton steals second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball towards right. Spikes catches it and throws to second to double up Singleton. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich strikes out. There goes May. The throw from Ellis to second, and May is out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a pop-up towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Carty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carty hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Indians. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards first. May scoops it up and throws to first, with Cuellar covering, for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive to left field. Baylor throws towards Grich. Grich fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Grich. Bell moves to second. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-1 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Singleton moves to third. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Ellis and he is safe. Blair steals second. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brohmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-1 in the game. Duffy strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hendrick takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-1 in the game. Spikes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Hendrick moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-1 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-1 in the game. Grich hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuellar fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Cuellar. Powell moves to second. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Brohmer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hendricks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Bossman covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-2 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0-for-2 in the game. Grich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dennis Eckersley now pitching. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Grich moves to second. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hendricks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Mark Bellinger. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Northrup reaches second base with a double. Grich scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 3-2, Orioles. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton is walked intentionally. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tim Nordbrook now playing shortstop. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Brohmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brohmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Brohmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. May fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grich takes first base on ball 4. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards short. Duffy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Johnson now pitching. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Ken Berry. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball four. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Oscar Gamble. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lowenstein. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Lowenstein steals second. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hendrick hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Spikes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Spikes reaches second base with a double. Lowenstein scores. It's Orioles, 3, Indians, 3. Bob Reynolds now pitching. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0-for-3 in the game. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Spikes scores. It's 4-3, Indians. Grant Jackson now pitching. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardi moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Lowenstein now playing left field. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave LaRoche now pitching. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Elrod Hendricks. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Hendricks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug DeCinces pinch hits for Tim Nordbrook. Tom Buskey now pitching. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces takes first base on ball four. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buskey, and towards Broemer, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.